Moncrief on News Talk.
Some people love them. Some people wouldn't be seen dead at them. School reunions. Are they for nostalgia? To see how badly your ex-classmates have aged, to lord it over them because you're loaded now? And when people go to them, do they revert to their old place in the class hierarchy? Frank Coughlin has been writing about his experience of going to one in the Irish Independent. Good afternoon, Frank.
Sean, how are you?
You didn't just go, Frank. You actually organised this one.
Well, there was a kind of a Politburo, and I was a minor member. So I did contribute, but there were others who did all the hard graft. And what made ours, if not unique, quite unusual, I think, was that we didn't have a 10th or a 20th, a 30th or a 40th. We scattered our different ways, and then we found ourselves organising the 50th out of curiosity. And it worked out tremendously well, and it was a terrific evening. And any anthropologist sitting in the corner would have got a PhD out of it, I think.
Yeah,
it was quite fascinating.
How did you find everyone?
Now, we give a context, is Clochtivora, which is a Presentation Brothers school in Douglas and Cork. We graduated and did leave in certain 74. It became a community school the year after. So I think our archive, such as it was, disappeared. So there wasn't as much as a class photo or a roll book. So it was by a lot of graft, good luck, knocking on doors, phone calls, emails. I wrote a piece for the Examiner. And gradually the numbers grew. So we got 50 plus out of 80 odd. And of course, there was a couple of you know, there was a dozen people who have passed on, unfortunately, since as well. So it was a remarkable achievement. A remarkable achievement.
But did you manage to get everyone to go? Were there people, say, not living in the country anymore and that kind of thing?
There was a few, and then a few gave the reasons why they didn't want to go. They didn't want to be reminded of their school days, that sort of thing. And I suppose if I'd been asked cold, I might have been one of those myself. But it wasn't about the school or our teachers or our education, such as it was. It was about meeting up with people again. And we did have a good time at the time, you know, it was a long time ago. So it was quite fascinating. And one of the most fascinating things I found was, you know, you'd recognise a name or you'd recognise a face, but you wouldn't necessarily put them together. But a lot of the people who, when I met and I remember them, it was strange things like mannerisms. Maybe a laugh that you remember from 50 years was quite extraordinary, actually. So, yeah, it was good fun, I must say. I'd recommend it for anybody. Maybe not even at 50 years, which is a long, long time. You know, we have changed a small bit since.
Yeah. And did you remember everyone?
No, I didn't. I remember. Well, there was kind of a... I haven't lived in Cork since the early 80s, so I'm out a long time. But you know, Cork people tend to not move if they can possibly avoid it. So a lot of them are living in their own Douglas and Ballinlock and places like that, even still. So a lot of those would know each other from, you know, broad acquaintances or bumping into each other occasionally. But there was only a hardcore that I would have remembered or stayed in contact with, one or two in particular. Mm. And so, yes, a lot of these people were strangers to me and had led far more interesting lives than I've led, and sometimes very surprising lives. So it was quite fascinating.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, you know, you might meet someone and say, oh, sure, I sit beside you in maths for 5 years, and then you have no memory of that whatsoever. No,
absolutely, absolutely. And people come nuts for me and saying, remember the time we did this, and I had no recollection. And me going up to other people and saying, remember that time we did this to the teacher, and they neither remembered me, the incident, or the class, or the teacher. So there's all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, it was quite touching. And I mean, some people have you know, this still have a bit of anger, a residue anger about you know, some things that happened at the school, because corporal punishment was still a big thing in those days. But I think the rest of us have most of us have shaken it off and got on with it, really.
Yeah. Was it poignant in a way as well, Frank?
It was. Well, I tell you, we the names of those who passed on since were read out at the start, you know, and that was poignant. Yeah, that was poignant because you know, they die too soon, obviously. You know, we still regard ourselves as quite young. But some of these people passed away in their 50s and stuff, so that was poignant. But it was mostly funny and mostly very relaxed. And you have a bit of trepidation going in, you know, because I was going along with a small gang, I didn't feel like that. But other people came into the room cold on their own. And yeah, it can be nerve wracking. But the most positive things I think about having a 50th and maybe not a 20th, 30th, or 40th is that nobody's going to be throwing their car keys on the table and asking, you know, what are you driving now? Because we're all past that kind of nonsense, you know. I mean,
Who cares? Yeah, and I suppose the people who might have been the big dogs on campus kind of thing when you were in school, that this, you know, 50 years has a pretty equalizing effect.
It certainly has, because people get, you know, they shrink a few inches, they lose their hair and they get thicker in the middle, and all of a sudden we're all very equal, you know. So that worked to everybody's advantage, I think. So, yeah it was tremendous success. I would highly recommend it. But I can understand why people are reluctant and why people would rather not. But it was everything we had hoped it would be, and a lot of hard work had gone into organising it, you know.
Frank, thanks a million.
The school had forgotten us. Yeah. The school had forgotten us, but we hadn't forgotten ourselves. All right, John.
Frank, thanks a million. That's Frank Coughlin there, the Irish Independent columnist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.